Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily marketing update where we cut through the noise and get straight to the stories shaping the industry. Today, we're diving into the evolving relationship between brands and AI, a major new partnership in sports media, a high-profile marketing appointment, the buzz around agentic commerce, and a pivotal measurement deal that's about to impact upfront season. Let's get into it. First up, from Adweek, a fascinating look at the paradox facing iconic brands. While they're beloved by people, they risk being invisible to AI. The article spotlights how household names like Starbucks, Nike, and Burberry have recently undergone brand resets, going back to their origins and core stories to reconnect with their audiences. For Nike, this meant reorganizing around sport categories and launching the Wider It campaign, which helped recover from a 60% drop in share price. Starbucks, under new leadership, refocused on coffee and community, resulting in its first broad-based transaction growth in 8 quarters. Burberry, meanwhile, leaned into its British heritage with Burberry Forward, which, despite a short-term revenue dip, saw shares climb 20%. Here's where it gets interesting. None of these changes were driven by AI, but the clarity and consistency they've achieved are exactly what AI systems need to understand and recommend these brands. With generative AI traffic to retail sites skyrocketing by 4,700% year over year and 80% of consumers relying on AI-written summaries for a big chunk of their searches, brands that aren't clearly defined in machine-readable ways risk being left out of recommendations altogether. Danone and Gentle Monster are already auditing how AI perceives them, tweaking campaigns and messaging to align with the language model's understanding. The takeaway: brands need to be emotionally resonant for humans, but also crystal clear for machines, otherwise, they'll be loved by some, but invisible to most. That's a future no brand can afford to ignore. Switching gears to the intersection of sports, betting, and media, Complex has announced a multi-year partnership with Fanatics, as reported by Adweek. Together, they're launching Complex Bets, a new content vertical that will live on the Complex website, across social channels, and feature original franchises. What sets this initiative apart is its deep integration of Fanatics' sports betting and prediction market data, aiming to weave this information into cultural conversations, not just stats and odds. Fanatics wants to differentiate itself from platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket by focusing on how betting data intersects with pop culture. Complex Bets will leverage Fanatics Sportsbook and Fanatics Markets, creating a hub for editorial content that speaks to the growing overlap between sports, betting, and lifestyle. With both companies betting big on this convergence, it's a move to watch as the lines between fandom, content, and commerce continue to blur. Next, a notable leadership move at Sundial Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Essence, Refinery29, Afropunk, and more. Adweek reports that Amanda Butler has been named the company's first chief marketing officer, a role she started in mid-January. Butler's remit is broad. She'll oversee consumer marketing, communications, creative strategy, and insights across all SMTG brands, including major experiential franchises like 29 Rooms and Essence Fest. This isn't just a new hire, it marks a strategic shift. Marketing is moving from a support function to the center of growth strategy, spanning media, live experiences, commerce, and technology. CEO Kirk McDonald is betting that putting marketing at the core will accelerate SMTG's ambitions and keep its brands at the forefront of culture and commerce. Now, let's talk about the hottest buzzword in retail, agentic commerce. According to Adweek's Commerce Advantage, agentic commerce was everywhere at this year's Shop Talk, but here's the kicker: no one has figured out what it actually means or how it will work. The term refers to commerce driven by autonomous agents, think AI that not only recommends, but actually transacts on behalf of consumers. Despite all the hype, the infrastructure and consumer behaviors needed to make agentic commerce a reality are still unclear. An illustrative example: OpenAI recently shut down its ChatGPT commerce pilot after just 6 months, pulling the plug on the instant checkout feature that allowed users to buy products directly through ChatGPT. The buzz, however, is important. Even failed experiments are moving the industry closer to actionable solutions. For now, agentic commerce remains more of a conversation starter than a business model, but it's a space that's evolving fast, and one that marketers, retailers, and platforms can't afford to ignore. Finally, a major deal just in time for upfronts. Televisa, Univision, and Nielsen have inked a new multi-year measurement and data agreement, covering everything from national and local broadcast to cable, streaming, and radio. According to Adweek, this deal gives Televisa Univision access to Nielsen's advanced audience tools, ad-supported streaming ratings, Nielsen ONE ads for connected TV, and expanded national out-of-home measurement. For Televisa Univision, this is crucial. Upfront negotiations are already underway, and without a Nielsen contract, media buyers said they would have had to rely on alternative measurement providers like VideoAmp and Comscore. This agreement ensures that brands and agencies can accurately gauge the scale and value of Hispanic audiences across all platforms. It's also the latest in a series of deals Nielsen has secured ahead of upfront season, reinforcing its position as the industry's gold standard in cross-platform measurement. That's all for today's edition of The Brief. From the challenge of making your brand visible to AI, to new bets on the future of sports media, and the evolving role of marketing leadership, it's clear that the marketing landscape is shifting fast. Whether you're refining your brand's story for both humans and machines or watching the next big thing in commerce and measurement, staying sharp has never been more important. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve.